Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to Tassel Radio, the weekly broadcast designed to address your concerns as a first-year college student. I'm Dr. Deidre, and I'll be your guide to get college ready. Tonight's topic is making the most of the second half. Now, you've been through half of the semester. We covered midterms last week. So you have to figure out at this point, what can you do either to maintain or to improve depending on your academic status? There are lots of things that come with being a college student, and many of which are going to be completely unfamiliar to you. I'm not going to drone on and on and on about things that I said before, but I will iterate a couple of key points. First, read. 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 There is no way around it. There is so much material that you are responsible for outside of the lecture as a college student that if you're not reading, you won't be able to keep up. Now, I know I've said this before, and it sounds a little bit repetitive, but the reason I say it is because habits are created through repetitive actions. And the more you do something, the more you'll be accustomed to it. And I know you may say right now, well, Dr. Deidre, I don't really need to read for all of my classes. I'm not certain whether or not that's true. But even if you feel it is, I suggest you get familiar and comfortable with reading regularly now. Because as a college student, every semester and every academic year, your classes will become more challenging. And you don't want to be in a challenging class trying to learn how to study. So the earlier you develop good study habits, the better. Secondly, get comfortable with being uncomfortable. If you sailed through high school with very little studying, very infrequently cracking a book, then most of the things that are happening in college right now are kind of blowing your mind. Don't let that paralyze you. You'll be uncomfortable because you're not getting things as quickly. You don't know the information the way you used to in high school. The classes are bigger. The campuses may be bigger. All of these things are different, but if you are okay with your new environment and your new situation, you can continue to push forward. If you freeze when you're uncomfortable, then you're putting yourself and your academic status in jeopardy. Just move a little bit at a time, a little bit every day. You're not going to go from being, a C student to an A student overnight, if that's where you are, but you can take little steps every day to improve the chances that you're going to get better. Now, some of you are saying, I already got this, Dr. Eatman. I got my midterm grades, and I have a 3.0 or 3.5 or something along those lines. That's great. Continue doing what you're doing, but incorporate the things that you know you're not doing so that you, too, can get better as your classes become more challenging. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable in this new university environment. You're not going to know everything. You're not going to know everyone, and that is okay. And if you're okay with that, you'll continue to press on. Last thing, do more. Unless you are doing all that you know you can do, you may not get the results that you want. We talked about the time management plan weeks ago and the 2-to-1 study rule. Put in at least 2 hours outside of class for every hour that you're in class. If you're doing that, then you're working really, really hard. Now, I will admit there are some classes that may require a 3-to-1 rule. Every class is different, but the 2-to-1 is a general rule of thumb, and I'll allow you to make the judgment as to whether which class needs more time. So those are the three tips I have for tonight to make the most of the second half. Read, get comfortable being uncomfortable, and do more. So whether you are in a place that you are satisfied with right now and you want to maintain, or if you're not satisfied with your midterm status and you want to improve, using those three things are a wonderful start. Again, nothing will happen overnight. We shouldn't expect it to, but if you do these things, you will find yourself making progress little by little, day by day, and don't give up on it. Keep pressing through. I'll check back on you later in the semester. So that's it for tonight's broadcast. Tassel to Tassel is here to help you successfully make the shift from high school student to college student. Thank you so much for listening. And please join me next Monday at 6:30 Eastern Time when the topic will be evaluating your study habits. Now, let's get college ready.